Let's go to God in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, help us to be true to you our entire life. And help us, Father, to grow closer to you each day. Open our hearts and our ears now to hear what you want us to hear. And pull us closer to you, Lord. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, most of you have probably already read our outdoor sign that quotes the Bible verse from Proverbs 17, verse 6, that says, "The glory of children is their fathers." Now think about that. The glory of children is their fathers. It's right there in the Bible. Think back to when you were little. Or maybe hearing some children on a playground, and one would say to the other, "You know what my dad did? He took us hunting." Another one says, "Oh, my dad took us fishing." And another one says, "Oh, my dad took us to Disney World." And, "Well, my dad's going to take us here." And, "My dad did this, and my dad did that." You see, the glory of children is their fathers. Both from mothers and fathers, children learn love. They learn self-worth. And they learn security. Now, the love and the nurture and the self-worth probably comes more from mom, because moms can really, really pour out their love on their children. But the security comes from dad. You know, they don't have to be afraid of anything at night because dad is in the house. Dad's going to take care of this. Dad's going to provide. Dad goes to work so that we can have a house to live in. There's where their security comes from. And it's important for children to have both a mom and a dad. Matter of fact, children that grow up in a home where the dad is absent or in a home that's dysfunctional have more obstacles to overcome throughout their entire life. They say that about 60% of the prisoners in prison come from fatherless homes or homes where the father was dysfunctional. Isn't that sad? I spent 16 years of my chaplaincy working in an institution with children and adolescents who the majority of them were fatherless or came from dysfunctional homes. And they were emotionally disturbed. Now, some children can overcome that. You know, personalities, all of our personalities differ. But it's a challenge to overcome it. Children need a father. And they need a good father. They need a father that loves their mom and loves them, and a father that provides, a father that is around the house, a father that's there, that's just present. It's what children need. And if they don't have it, they got problems. Well, when I retired from that institution after 16 years of working with the fathers, I told everyone from James chapter 1, verse 27, I said, I spent 16 years working with the fatherless, and now I'm going to go home and be with a widow and take care of a widow. And that was my mother. You see, when I was in high school, we would go to these Luther League conferences, and often they would say, "Introduce yourself and give a Bible verse." It happened in college, too. "Introduce yourself and give a Bible verse." Well, everybody that was first gave John 3:16 or the one Jesus wept and some of these more common verses. And when it got to me, I thought, I need a verse that nobody is going to say. One that means something and is meaningful, but yet nobody else is going to think of it. So I picked James 1:27. We read it today. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. And because I picked that Bible verse for my Bible verse to say that nobody else would know, it became a part of my life. And that's probably one reason why I spent 16 years working with the fatherless, and probably one reason why I was so willing to go home and help my mother when she became a widow, when my dad died. See, these Bible verses that we are memorizing affect our lives. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. These verses are powerful. And God tells us as parents, moms, dads, fathers, to share these verses with our children. Share them when we walk. Share them when we sit down. Talk about the Lord with one another. That's what a father needs to do. A father needs to be the spiritual leader of their home. But the only way a father can be the spiritual leader of the home is if the father has a spiritual relationship with God, our Father. It's very important. And the only way a father can have a spiritual relationship with God the Father is to know Jesus. Because Jesus said, no man comes to the Father except through me. Fathers have to know Jesus if they're going to be the father that God created them to be. They have to know him. And then not only that, they have to develop a relationship with God. You see, in a family, moms, dads, and children, the father needs to have a relationship with his wife and his children. And you do that by talking to them, by listening to them, by spending time with them. And in order to have a relationship with God, we need to talk to him, prayer, spend time with him, and then listen to what his Holy Spirit is telling us. We need to do that in order to have healthy families, in order to have families that are not dysfunctional. We need to have a relationship with God. See, God has created the family, father, mother, and children, to be a perfect image of his family in heaven, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we pray this in our Lord's Prayer. We say, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, we're praying, Lord, give us a home here on earth with moms, dads, and children, just like the home you have with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God wants our lives, our families, to be a reflection of his heavenly family. And then when we accept Jesus, we become his children spiritually. Jesus died on the cross and forgave us for our sins. And then, even though we're imperfect, and we're earthly fathers are imperfect, earthly mothers are, so are earthly children, we're all sinful. But even though we're imperfect, Jesus has forgiven us for that, if we know him. And that's what he calls all of us to do. Fathers, even if your children are grown, or grandfathers, or even if you have no children, ask God to help you become the person he created you to be. One of our churches here has a boys' club, and several of the members of our church, several fathers here, are mentors to the boys in this club. And they meet once a month just to be an example to these boys. Now, some of these boys have fathers, But these are men that are blessing them anyway. And all of the children need not just their fathers, but they need all of us, moms and dads, to bless them. And when we walk with Jesus, he will help us to bless them. He will put it on our hearts, what we need to do, if we need to do, when we need to do. And if we have that relationship with the Father, we're going to hear it, and we're going to be able to be the people that he created us to be. Happy Father's Day. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help us. Help us all, God, to be filled with your Holy Spirit. Help us all, Lord Jesus, to develop a relationship with you and the Father. Oh, Lord, bring us closer to you than we have ever been. Remind us throughout the day of your presence with us, and help us, God, as we grow in our relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen.